What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
I can now say I have been personally impacted by illegal immigration, and not in the way that I expected.
Not at all.
So just a little background on what's going on here. My husband and I have renovated a couple of homes in the St. Louis area. You know, we'll fix them up and then we'll put them back in the market.
Right.
As property investors. And we had just been in the process of selling a home in Florissant. And we were at the very end, like within, you know, a few days of close. Actually, this is when we were on vacation in New Hampshire a couple of weeks ago. And we get a call from our realtor saying, hey, heads up. The couple that was going to buy your home, it turns out that the husband is an illegal and has been detained and is about to get deported. We have no other information about this. Now, what I also need to mention is we have no clue who this couple is. And typically you don't know specifically who the buyers are, but you might see them on some documents.
Yeah.
Not in this case. And that's because they were going through a company. They call themselves a property investment company out of Oklahoma. And they were doing this rent-to-own program. So, you know, people will do that if they don't have the money to be able to actually purchase the home at the time.
So, had they been renting this home?
Not our home.
Not your home.
Not our home, no. But that was the plan, was that this property investment company out of Oklahoma was essentially working with them.
So they would help them buy the home, and this couple would rent it until they
a year, 2 years, whatever the case may be, whatever their agreement was. And then, yes, they would officially own it. And yeah, so anyway, we get the call that, hey, it's off. They're backing out of the deal, which if you've ever gone to sell your home, that is just the last thing that you want to hear when you've done everything and, you know, everything checked out with inspection. And we poured thousands of dollars to fix some things that they were very particular that they wanted. Then we get a call the next day saying, okay, they're back on. The brother of the wife or whatever has agreed to, you know, help out and co-sign. And okay, we're back on. So we get back from vacation. And my husband goes, this is like 95 degrees out. My husband spends like 5 hours with his brother trying to move out all the stuff that we had used to stage the home.
Right.
And so they're finally done. They get back to our house and I get a call from our realtor saying they're backing out again. I was so frustrated.
Angry.
Yeah. I mean, and they, by the way, it didn't go through. The sale dropped. So we were, of course, saying, you really screwed us, for lack of a better word, and we're demanding money.
Sure.
Or threatening a lawsuit, which we didn't want to have to go down that path, because every attorney we talked to just talks about how expensive that can be and time consuming and just all the things related to actually going, you know, taking someone to court. So anyway, we did get some money, but not near the amount that we wanted, because this was such a headache. But it's so interesting to me, because I started going down a rabbit hole of how can companies even do this? How are you able to rent or sell to an illegal alien? Well, there's nothing that says you can't do it. They're not, I mean, some would probably do some sort of a check, but it's not because of fair housing. I can't say, hey, Mark Cox, can you show me your papers to make sure that you're a legal citizen here of the United States?
It's a risky proposition for the same reason that when the United States decided it wanted to expand home ownership in 2007, they forced banks to lower their lending standards so they could sell homes to people who normally would never have qualified. So you've got a private company that's basically doing the same thing. These two people that were going to buy your home would not normally have qualified for that loan. So they're taking on the risk that they're going to end up paying for it, or that they've ended up buying the home and they would resell it as a property management firm, right? Or resell it to another client.
Right. And I think that's it. But the reason they probably would not have qualified would likely have been financial.
Well, no, I agree. I mean? Are they not vetting these people at all?
That's my point. But that was what blew my mind when I started researching this, was even if they had vetted them, there's my understanding, and maybe someone knows more about this legally than I do, but from the research I've done, there would be nothing that would stop them from, even if they found out this person was illegal, and I don't know the status of the wife, but I assume since it doesn't sound like she's been detained, I'm assuming that maybe she's legal, there'd be nothing that would stop them from doing this, because I can't ask you certain questions, again, under fair housing. So, and remember J.D. Vance took a lot of heat when he was in that debate? And he talked about the way that these illegals have impacted the housing market. And he talked about how they've been really sending some of the rates for rental properties through the roof. And of course, everyone was so mad that he said that and said that's fake. In fact, if you Google it, which of course I did, you know, J.D. Vance was lying and here are 10 reasons why that's not true. And they're trying to discredit everything he was saying. But it absolutely has had an impact.
Well, it has. And here's maybe why. And we should talk about this probably off the air before we name them. This is why companies like this should be investigated. The people on the left who scream that we should give all of these people a second chance and they're just trying to better their lives and all of this. Here you've got a company that is sort of preying on these people. And I would say these people as people who don't have the resources to go out and buy a house. Those people are vulnerable. They want the house. They're willing to agree to deals they might not otherwise agree to, right? In this case, they're working with somebody who said, we'll help you buy the house. And then you agree to rent it for 2 years. All of the rent that you pay will go toward you owning the house. And at some point, once you've established better credit, you can take out your own loan and buy the house from us. I'm sure that's probably how it works.
Oh, I'm sure. And I don't know what kind of profit this company is making, but surely they're a business.
Well,
they have to make something off them.
But this is not unlike every street corner car lot that says, buy here. We don't care what your credit is, because they know that there's a very good chance that in 5 or 6 months, they're going to go out and repossess that car and sell it again. So whatever earnest money you've paid down, you lose. The company gets the vehicle back, and they get to sell it again.
Mm-hmm.
And there's
possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They're very clearly preying upon people who don't have much in the way of financial resources. And I would argue that that company is guilty of that.
Yeah.
Because whether this guy is illegal or not, what if for whatever reason he's suddenly out of the picture, why did they not know that? Why would they not ask the immigration status of the people about to ink this deal?
But because they don't care. Well, they don't care, that's for sure. But I don't think there's anything legally that would require them to ask that. And in some cases, you can't. Again, from what I've researched, because of fair housing, it's not like I can ask you about, and I know this is different, but like your religion or whatever the case may be. There are just certain things that if you're going to rent out a property to somebody, if you're an investor or you're going to sell a property, you can't ask certain things under fair housing. And it sounds like that falls under the category. Like you can maybe do some. I mean, we have a rental property and we obviously vet. But that was certainly not one of the, you know, you ask for bank statements or something like that. You're more so vetting them financially. You do a background check, but that would only pull up any sort of criminal background.
So what you're telling me, and I don't remember this from when I had some rental properties, but you're telling me you're not allowed to inquire about their legal status in the United States?
From what I've read, and maybe I'm wrong and somebody listening right now can correct me, but when I was reading about fair housing, it sounds like there are many cases where you can't even inquire about
sounds
that.
Sounds like
you
the Trump administration needs to change that today. Like this afternoon, sign a executive order saying it's okay for somebody to ask you what your legal status is if they're about to sell a house to you.
And you know what? A liberal federal judge would slap that down so fast like they just did with the abortion as it relates to Medicaid funding.
Right.
And that's what's so infuriating. And that was the other thing I guess you were gone for was you have the Supreme Court that comes out with all these rulings and then you have these woke federal judges that still think that they're all that in a bag of chips and they want to slap these rulings down. And even though it probably won't stand because of the Supreme Court ruling, what it does is it delays. We were talking to Hans about that yesterday. It is at least effective in delaying. So now abortion can, I guess, still get Medicaid funding until they can rule on this case and say, no, because of what we decided before the session ended, whatever you just ruled, federal judge, doesn't stand. Could be months, though, for that to happen.
It could take a long time.
And they know
so
that.
So it won't stop the lawfare angle of it. Even though they've been slapped down, they'll go right back and try the same thing again to challenge at the court level. Yeah, that's sad, Kim. I'm sorry to hear that you've gone through that. So now, after all that wasted effort, you've got to go relist the house.
It's relisted. It's frustrating because who knows how long it'll take to sell, and now it's not staged. And sure, we could pay a bunch of money to stage it again, or I could. We used to pull. We're so new at this. We pull stuff from our house, so we didn't have a coffee table for like 2 months. You know, like end tables are randomly missing, decor, chairs from our dining room we were using to stage. So it's nice to have all those back, but I don't want to go through the effort of. My husband offered to do it. I'm like, I don't even care. I don't even want to do that. I don't care. I'm so done with this. So heads up, if you're looking to sell your home, just beware that apparently an illegal might.
Be leery. I mean, would you have the ability to have turned down the bid, knowing
you can't. I don't. You can't. You can't. I don't believe again because of fair housing. I don't think you can opt to not rent to somebody.
Yeah, but you're not renting
or sell.
I think you can. Turn down an offer for any reason.
Yeah, but you couldn't if there was any indication of you turning it down for that reason. That would be.
Did they offer you less than asking price?
It was really confusing the way that they set it up.
So
like
they
offered over, but then they wanted a credit. They took it under. If that makes any sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I would be very leery of dealing with a company like that if I was trying to sell something.
Yes, beware. We've had quite the experience. Well,
good to know. Good to know. Good luck with that. What a mess. Speaking of which, how about this Missouri judge? Same one third time in a row has decided that health standards don't matter at abortion clinics. They just don't matter. And we're going to get to that when we come back. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.